previously on Unranked.
So we have those tasks that we were going to do the Taskmaster special, and it's not really going to work because it's two of us. So this is going to just be a new segment, and the winner of Askmaster becomes the new Askmaster, and then
right.
And the way we're going to do it is just two asks each time. And the idea was we would switch off between head-to-head challenges and Askmasters.
The thing that I sent you,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
The thing that I sent you in the mail, yeah. Take a picture of that in the most interesting place that you can.
That's the ask.
Okay? That's the prize task. Just bring a picture of that thing in the most interesting place and a video of you doing the best trick shot. Doesn't have to be with a ping pong ball in a cup. It could be whatever trick shot you want.
Okay, any kind of trick shot.
Any trick shot.
Could be a video game.
Could be any,
I could do a walk around mini golf trick shot.
Could be a five headshot Halo snipe kill in a real matchmaking game. That would count. If you got one shot on five heads.
Oh, because like it's a shot, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's a trick shot.
Okay.
It's a trick shot.
Trick shot, baby. You know what's trick funny? Shot, when you played the other previously on, I thought you were going to quickly like capture what just happened and then boom, right into the previously on, like right before the next one. So then when you replayed it, you showed us doing. Yeah. So what's going on? Oh, I just took Chris's.
No, hey, thunder. What's going on? You hey. Do it. You
haven't. No, it's fine. No, yeah, no, no, intro. No.
Yeah, you
no.
Do it. It's 408.
Yeah, no, but we have to like introduce people. I don't remember your names.
All right. Well, this is episode 408 of the Unranked Podcast, the final episode for season 4 in the 2023 year. That's right.
The final episode of season 4's 2023 season.
Yes. This is Christian Humes here with Alex Tunamaranello.
Hello.
And Tom Caswell.
What's up, everyone?
What's going on, guys? How we doing? Happy New Year. Happy holidays.
Yeah. Post-Christmas, pre-New Year right now in that area.
Man, yeah, that's wild. I feel like a lot happened in the last week. Lots been going on in the world.
Christmas was good. We hosted it here at my house. Do we want to do the Pokemon? Or
I'm ready to do the Pokemon.
Let's get the Pokemon out of the way, and we'll talk about various things.
All right. Well, today is the 408th episode of the Unranked Podcast, which means we're talking about the 408th Pokemon. Alex, who's that Pokemon?
It's Cranidos.
Yeah, Cranidos.
Cranidos. It's the headbutt Pokemon.
Sure.
Seen in Jurassic Park, The Lost World.
That's true.
With Vince Vaughn and Jeff Goldblum. And
I always forget Vince Vaughn is in that movie.
Yes.
He's the backup plan.
Yeah.
What backup plan? Me. Yeah.
That movie has some really awesome moments. Basically up until they leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First, it's got some good moments.
Yeah, it has some really... I think the first half of that movie is great. This Pokemon is, I think, great. I think this is great. I was going to say exceptional. That's not true. It comes from, I think, an exceptional class of Pokemon, which I call the fossil Pokemon. Headbutts. Yeah. Oh. I love a fossil Pokemon. They haven't had them in a recent game. So I was pretty bummed about that. So, I mean, I think it's so fun, right? Like, because... Every game you have the starters. Every game you have the legendaries. Every game you have, like, you know, in a bunch of games they had the EVs, right? So I like the, you're going to have to make a choice between one of X or Y Pokemon that you're going to get from the game. So whenever there were two fossils to pick and which one were you going to take, that was a great little mechanic. So for that reason alone, I think it already ranks above some Pokemon just for being a fossil type.
Agreed. Yep.
I'm wondering about its name, though. Where do you think that comes from?
Well, listen, first of all, it seems to be based on the Pachycephalosaurus.
Okay.
So it seems, not sure. The name origin may be a combination of cranium and dinosaur. This is one of the few ones where the May, I think, is definitely coming into play, because the cranium I get.
Right.
But Eidos from Dinosaur, not buying it.
We're just shuffling some letters around.
Well, wouldn't it
right?
be just be dose, right? Because crany.
Like crany. Yeah, but dose, where are you getting the dose? You're just you're taking letters away from Dinosaur. You're getting, I guess you take the IN away and the AUR and you get dose. But I don't know, man.
What is it? What does it say about its name in other locations?
Well, it's maybe derived from cranium.
Interesting.
Full stop.
But other for what's the Japanese?
That's it. It says Zugaidos, maybe derived from Zugaikotsu.
I wonder how you say the word dinosaur in Japanese. I wonder if that's where dos comes in for some reason.
Maybe. Or, I mean, it's a dos. It's got two arms.
Okay. Two arms. There you go. Mm-hmm. Two arms, two legs, two pairs of two.
Two pairs of the horn. It has four horns, but there's two pairs of two.
Two pairs of two. Great.
So dose.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. You see, this is interesting, though. So Japanese, Zugaidos. French, Cranidos, but with a K. Spanish, Cranidos. German.
It's going to be totally different.
Cocnodon.
Oh. Cocnodon.
Cockno.
Yeah. K-O-K-N-O. Cocnodon.
I mean, look, the head does look like the head of a dick.
Oh.
Does it?
I mean, you could do head in two different ways.
I'll have head two ways.
Alex, how would you like your head? How do you prefer yours? That was good. Let's talk about this Pokemon. As far as the Pokedex is concerned.
Rankings too.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Sorry. Go ahead.
So we're going to do HeartGold, SoulSilver. Cranidos toughens up their already rock hard heads by headbutting one another. So rock just hard. Like the actual dinosaur. Yeah. That's the one thing about fossil Pokemon. They're all rock type because, you know, they're all or rock. They're typically a split like rock slash whatever, which is kind of a clever thing, but it does limit them because I don't typically use a rock Pokemon.
Is there a list from the anime of the number of times a certain Pokemon has appeared? Like, obviously, Pikachu is probably the most prevalent Pokemon, but like, what's after that?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. Like, who's second most featured? Who's the second most featured Pokemon in the anime? And there's probably like caveats to what it means to be featured.
That's a great question. Who's the second most Pokemon featured in the anime?
15 most popular Pokemon anime characters.
Most popular? No, that's so subjective. No. Get out of here. No.
Yeah.
I didn't know if that meant.
No.
It might be. I can tell you right now. It's going to be Meowth.
Oh.
It's got to be Meowth. It has to. Yeah.
He's like in every other episode.
Basically every episode. Yeah.
Yep.
So it's got to be Meowth. Yep. And then it might actually be some of Jesse and James' Pokemon. Or it might be like.
Oh, yeah. Charizard, right? Doesn't he hang out with. He hangs out with Ash for a while, doesn't he?
He does, but he doesn't come out a lot unless it's a big deal, you know?
Oh, okay. Here we go. I got it. Pokemon by most anime appearances.
Okay. Jigglypuff's probably up there too.
Pikachu.
Yep,
Pikachu is number one.
Okay, number two.
Has been Pikachu is number one, followed by Meowth.
There you go.
After that.
Ekans.
I mean, it's a big drop off in this. Yeah, because Meowth and Pikachu have basically been in every episode.
Right.
It's a big drop off. We've got Arbok, which would make sense, is up there because of Jesse's Pokemon.
Yeah, it's Jesse's,
Piplup?
Yep.
Which,
Piplup.
Okay. Yep.
Wobbuffet, obviously, Jesse's Wobbuffet.
Yep.
Togepi, makes sense, is up there.
Jigglypuff, really? I can't believe Jigglypuff's not there yet. Jigglypuff was following them around for years.
It's not listed in. I think I've only got
is coughing 64 or wheezing Pokemon in there?
On this list.
Coughing and wheezing aren't in there, so it's like.
Wheezing is in here at 112 appearances.
That's it.
Well, according to this list, like, I don't know where this data is coming from.
Right.
Well, Alex, when they went to new regions, they did get new Pokemon.
Oh, okay.
Even Jesse and James, you know, like
yeah.
Meowth was the mainstay, like Pikachu.
Right. Right.
They decided they were like, let's be like Ash. Let's just reset our Pokemon every year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not that we're because we're too good, I guess.
Yeah.
Another Pokemon with over 100 appearances, Squirtle and Bulbasaur.
Makes sense.
Yep.
Where's our boy Charmander?
Charmander's not in it.
Probably not because he evolved
so quick.
Yeah, he evolved.
Yeah. Yeah. Charizard is 53 appearances according to this list. This was published. This is on Sporkle, so I don't even know when this came out. Mime Jr. 105 appearances.
Really?
Survivor.
Now, I wonder what they're counting as.
Yeah, it's basically all of the Team Rocket Pokemon that they get.
Right.
All right.
Yeah. Yep.
Let's rank it. general thoughts, feelings as to where you think this is landing.
Middle.
Yeah. I would go with middle. I don't think it breaks the top 10.
No.
I was thinking, if I had to look at this and just take a stab, I would say below Shinx, above Staravia. Below Shinx, above Staravia.
Above Staravia. Yeah. Okay. I could deal with that.
I don't know if I would put it. I don't think I would put it above Shinx. I mean, I might if you guys think so. I feel like its evolution will gain higher.
Yeah.
No. But I'm cool with that. That is about where I thought it would be anyway. Like middle, but top of lower half rather than bottom of top half.
Yeah. Which, you know,
We should number these now so we know. Are they numbered?
No, but we can. We can add numbers.
We'll number it after this. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do it after.
So that now the listeners will have a better. We'll say, oh, we've done 20 Pokemon, and as of right now, Crany Dose is number 12. You know what I mean?
Oh, Wolfslow in chat says, didn't the Smash Ninja Pokemon become prominent within the final seasons? His name is escaping me. Frogadier. The evolution. Greninja would be high for sure. Yeah, he became like the new mascot.
Yeah, Greninja got pretty high. But again, he also gets basically retired at the end of his generation. So, you know, like that's really what limits a lot of the Pokemon. Kranidos is 15 amongst 22. So, yeah, he's the top of the bottom right now.
Yeah, he's the top of the bottom. Because I will say the Pokemon that we've done so far is pretty popular heavy, I guess, in our minds.
Yes.
So the top of the list ain't changing for a lot.
No.
So.
No, I don't think so.
The bottom of the list is going to start to get a lot more pokes.
Think so too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Fellas.
Okay.
How's it going? How was your holiday? What's going on?
Yep. Holiday was good.
What's going on?
What's been going on? So the holiday was good. We had Christmas Eve here. We do the seven fishes over here in the household. I made pizza. I made a bunch of different pizzas, sun-dried tomato, truffle mushroom, regular, and vodka.
What's so regular? Like a margarita?
Yeah, just like sauce and
regular.
Cheese.
Regular, yeah.
Just a regs. So we had that. We had a whole bunch of other things. We had sea bass, scallops, shrimp, crab, king crab legs that were out of this world delicious. One of my favorite dinners ever. And then Brittany made broccoli.
Is the kid
just for a
minute. Indulging in such fancy?
No, the kid is a very picky eater. She barely eats meat as it is. She's more of I said this. She's a hunter gatherer. She eats like fruit, cheese, crackers.
It sounds like Brooke.
Honestly. Yeah, she's really not. She's not like me at all. So she's more like my mom. Very, very picky. So really doesn't care to eat. And then now, you know, her, she might have more teeth coming in, so she's not eating a lot anyway, because her mouth's probably bothering her. Got some cool things for Christmas. I got like this putter game, Chris, that
you can play. Show me.
Well, it's in a box. It's over
You're on the mini golf.
It's called putter. It's just a cardboard box.
Okay.
It's called putter ball, mm-hmm. and you lay it out and you putt. Mm-hmm. You score points by putting back and forth. So
that's fucking sick.
Yeah. I also got what are called book nooks. I don't know if you guys have seen these things online. You probably have. They're all over Instagram. They're
very cool.
Is it the book where it's been converted into a diorama?
It's a little mini diorama. So if you put it together, cool. I was like, oh, this is awesome. This is like right up my alley.
Yeah.
To put it together. And yeah, so we've just been hanging out here. I will tell you this. Being off from work.
Tell me.
Being off from work, I've been off for almost 2 weeks now. And, two and a half weeks. I haven't played Alan Wake, but I bought it.
That's a big deal. That's a big deal.
It's been purchased. And if you know anything about me, once it's purchased, I have to play it.
You've done most of the work.
Yeah.
Yes. That's a big deal.
I will say this. I'm done with Valhalla. I did everything I could with Valhalla.
Very nice.
God of War Valhalla. I had a great time. It was a lot of fun. The story was cool. It was challenging. So I had fun with it. Now we'll move on to Mr. Wake. But what I was going to say is I've been off for almost 2.5 weeks now. And I guess I'm getting a little preview of what retirement looks like. I don't love
nice.
It.
Nice. What?
No, hate it. The problem, the other problem is that I have a 2-year-old.
You know, you're not going to be taking care. Yeah, you're not going to be taking care of a child when
That's the issue. Is that like I'm kind of getting a skewed version of.
You're not getting any kind of version of what it's like, really.
Well, you don't know. What if she's like an invalid? And she has to.
Jesus Christ!
Fucking hell! Oh my God! What a thing to say about your own child.
I know. Well, I know.
Well,
I thought he was going to
package this episode on a thumb drive for her. I thought he was going
to
be like,
well, by that time, she might have her own kids, and I might have to help take care of that child. So it might be. I thought that's where you're going with it. Not that she's a vegetable.
So, actually, it was really cute. Well, okay, let me just say this one thing is that, like, I cannot just sit and watch TV all day. Yeah. Which is kind of what's been going on because she's playing with her toys. She got a whole bunch of toys. She got a farm. She got a princess castle.
She got a whole farm.
She got a wooden train set. So she's been loving it. Actually, funny thing. My aunt gave her a animatronic Elmo.
Mm-hmm.
Saw the picture.
Yeah. So she was really excited when she opened it because it was Elmo. And she was like, oh, my God. Then she hit the button. And it started dancing and it was doing the Elmo slide. And she freaked out. She freaked out so much now, she can't be near it. We had to hide it. I've never seen her scared in my life. And that was the first time that she was actually scared. And Brittany put it away and she was like, all gone, all gone. And like she ran past where Brittany put it and she was like, all gone, all gone. Like freaking out. Did not want anything to do with it. So
it's tragic.
Yep. Other than that,
Wilson in chat says some kids just want a pony. She got a whole farm.
Yeah, yeah. She got a whole farm with a whole bunch of animals. And when she plays with it, she sings Old MacDonald. So
that's so upsetting about the Elmo.
I know, because she was so excited because she loves to like hug stuffed animals and like take care of them. And this one just like moved. And
this was a tickle me, right?
No, it was kind of like Elmo slide, but like it did a little jig. She hated it. She freaked out.
I like that. I mean, I'm sure they probably still have Tickle Me Elmo, but
probably.
I like that. That's the default. This is the Tickle Me Elmo from like 1998, right?
Right.
Yeah. Same. That is the default. Yeah.
The same Christmas gift.
So we've been we've been like hanging out with her upstairs. We took her to the museum today to go see like a little dinosaur exhibit.
Can you imagine if that came to life?
No, she loved that though. She was loving it. She pet the snake. I was like, oh wow, look at you.
A real snake.
She went over and pet a real snake. She was a little apprehensive, but once she saw us doing it, she was cool with it.
You're gonna have a lizard kid.
So she was really good. She was really cool. And
she can walk like a tarantula when she's older.
No,
I guess like, man. I guess like, well, this week I was just like, you know, saying to myself, like, I can only watch so much TV and not play a lot of video games.
Yes.
So
yeah, that's the thing, is you, if you could, you'd be playing games.
Oh, 100%. Building Lego, making my book nooks. Yeah. You know, it's playing a totally different Christmas. It's a totally different Christmas now. But yeah, overall, pretty solid, you know. And the reason why I was late today was because she just randomly walked up to me when I was sitting on the couch and like laid on me and just like wanted a little cuddle. No rhyme or reason. She just like, I was wow, like you don't usually come over. Like she came over with a purpose. Like she's starting to become more of a person.
Sure.
Rather than just like a blob.
Blob. Jesus.
I told you before she was born, I wasn't going to sugarcoat shit. So.
Sure. No,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
She might become an invalid. You know, you never it know. Might happen. Well, you never know.
What'd you get Brittany for Christmas?
We don't get each other gifts. Because we get each other stuff / buy ourselves things throughout the year.
Yeah.
And we also don't want to spend a lot of money and dip into what we have in an emergency fund.
Sure.
Because we're always afraid of something going wrong with this house. So we try very hard. Well, you never know. Again, you never fucking know, man. You never know. You know, water could be coming out of the ceiling one day. And you're just
listen, I know that you never know.
I know.
I know that you never know.
I know you know. So why are you saying what the, you know? So,
well, I wasn't sure if you had like concerns because of the age of the house or some other specific reason.
Just, no, man, it's just never know.
Yeah.
So I woke up. No pressure. Actually, very funny. I woke up two nights ago at like 5 o'clock in the morning to the sound of heavy water.
Oh, no.
Like my window was open and my neighbor's gutter was overflowing. So the water was like cascading over the house and like going into this big puddle on his side, but I could hear it from my bedroom through the window. And I like woke up and I freaked out. I ripped off my I ripped off my CPAP, ran downstairs to the basement, like just to check to see if we were flooding here. Like I was like freaking out. So traumatic experience.
Yeah. You really do have PTSD from that.
Then I wake up and then Brittany's like, what are you doing? Like our house can be underwater.
We have the same thing. Anytime we hear water, we have the same thing. Anytime we hear, I have had a dream like when you have high school or like college dreams. I've had flooding house dreams now. Like every couple months, I have a dream that like
because
that happened. So
his whole he's way worse than me. I mean, we just had the basement.
They had to gut a third of our house.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Chris is like home.
They had to gut and rebuild a third of the house.
So tragic.
Yep.
Insane. All right.
Who wants to go next?
I'll go.
Is that your dog on your shirt?
Yes.
That fucking rules.
I think this was a Christmas gift last year from.
Yeah, I think I knew that. That's so awesome though.
Cool.
So,
she got me. She knocks out of the park every Christmas. She's buying gifts in June throughout the year. I can't believe how many gifts she gives. I got some nice shirts from her.
So Brooke, she's listening all year round.
Yes. I mean, not necessarily to me, because I think she gets me Star Wars socks and I get a couple of nice shirts. Mm-hmm. Maybe Brooke will feed. Like last year, she got me a wallet because I had lost my old wallet or whatever. And so Brooke might feed her stuff. But me and Brooke, we got each other. Brooke got me bolo ties. I my kind of like go-to nice outfit is like a flannel shirt with I have like it's not leather, it's like a canvas jacket that I have. And apparently, I mean, I remember this, but drunkenly I kind of like looked at myself and I was like, oh, a bolo tie I think would go well with this outfit. So she latched onto that, bought me several bolos of varying. I have casual bolo, medium nice bolo, and then like fancy bolo. So
you know what's funny about what you just said, like I'm always afraid of something like that happening where I mention something I like
and now and then all of a sudden
it's just like, here you go, here's all this stuff. Like, I mentioned that I like those book nooks and I got two at Christmas, but once I opened one, I was like, oh, okay, cool, this is awesome, great. Then I opened another one, I'm like, oh no, please do not tell
me. Is it just book nooks
after book nook after book nook? And I'm going to have like 10 book nooks.
Do you have one on display? Can I see what your...
No, I haven't put it together yet.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
You think I got time for that with a kid that's like fucking 2 years old now?
Well, I mostly get...
kid goes to school.
Gift cards from people now, because everyone... Like, I'll get messages from family to be like, is there anything you like need? Because like, they're like... I don't know how to buy you anything.
Yes.
They're like, it's so, which is great, because then I had a stack of Amazon gift cards that I can, sure. I usually just don't use them for a while. I'll wait till I have like a few and then I can buy something nice, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's but great. It's great.
Otherwise you end up with that same problem of just getting
all the same shit.
Yeah.
Wolf's Lauren chat says,
I got a lot of coffee sent to me.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
A lot of coffee.
I'm sure you did.
I mean,
yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was just gonna say, with Chris, there is like, an actual like practical element. I will drink this every day. I have this very expensive setup for this. Yeah. Book nooks, though, after two book nooks, you run out of usage.
Book nooks. However, though, like, I'm in such a like niche coffee zone, Tom, that
you're like,
also...
these beans aren't good enough.
Well, so like I use beans that are 10 to 30 days old, and after that they're useless basically.
Sure, that makes sense.
I mean, they're not, but they're the fact of the matter is, I mean, I have a coffee subscription. They send me a new bag that's they roast it and they overnight it the next day.
Jeez.
And that bag is, you know, once the 7 days are up in the waiting period, I start using it, and it's usually, we use a bag every like 8 days. It's like a little bit, 8 to 10 days is how long a bag lasts. They send us 3 a month. So it's tough. I did get some good beans though, which was nice. Someone sent me like this thing. It was like the coffee club or something. I don't know, but it had like 4 packs of small amounts of beans. So like each one only makes like a couple cups of coffee, but they were made like for espresso, and they
But that's
that works. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
But it's still, you run the risk. Like my
uncle.
My uncle got two bird feeders over the summer, and then everyone's just giving him fucking bird feeders. Everyone's giving him everything bird related.
He's like, I already have
shirts.
Two.
He's got shirts that were bird related. One said nice tits on it. One said bird nerd.
I feel like though he would like this.
No, he ended up really liking it.
This sounds like something that's good for him.
This was all great. Like, he was all excited about it. All this bird shit. And I'm just like, but this is my nightmare. You mentioned you like one thing, and boom. You're drowning in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you say Wolfslore said something?
Well, Wolfslore just said that he mentioned a single anime to his family and suddenly it's his entire personality to them.
What anime?
I don't know. Wolf, drop. Let us know which anime it is. It's probably One Piece. I don't know.
It might be Attack on Titan.
Oh, My Hero.
My Hero. Mm. Yeah. I got.
Yeah, you probably got a lot of One Piece stuff, right?
I did. Therese got me a One Piece ornament, which was really cool.
Right.
That's cool. That's very nice.
That was cool. Also got me like a joke gift, which she thought was really fun. She got me My Hero Academia boxer briefs.
Oh. Well, why is that a joke? I'd wear those.
Well, because she was like, well, hey, they're a little big. But she saw them and she thought it would be funny to give them to me. And when she went to the checkout, because they were like on clearance too, like at she was just at TJ Maxx. She saw it and thought it was funny, and because I like to buy really ugly, stupid clothes sometimes, just because I think it's funny. I have a giant neon orange like Kool Aid Man shirt that is the most hideous thing I've ever seen. I think it's great, but she gets up to the checkout line. The lady goes, "No one ever buys these." She was like, "We have a stack of these in them." She was like, "Are she was like, who are you getting this for?"
Well, you know.
Amazing.
I like it.
But I did get this. This is like end game. This is end game coffee.
End game coffee.
This is like an end game coffee piece. This is the Weber Workshop Moonraker. It's got this really cool design, but what it does is, so after I pull my shot, after I grind my beans, right, and I put it into the portafilter, I usually have this little, like, it looks like a whisk with pins on it, and you have to, what you're trying to do is get an even distribution of your grinds, and you want to break up all of the clumps, so that when it goes into the espresso maker, the water doesn't get, like, crevices, it doesn't find, like, easy paths for the water to just go through. You want the water to be evenly distributed. What this does,
didn't you tell us this at your demonstration, the show and tell?
I didn't own this.
No, not this, but like
Yeah, maybe. I'm just explaining what this. So what this does though is it basically automates that by making it very easy to do. It's like what I have to sit there and I'm whisking it, and it's like tough to like really honestly. Sure. It sounds crazy, but like it took a little bit of like getting it right, and it takes a little bit. But then you kind of make a mess. You do it a little too fast, like the grinds go, and then. You want to keep clean shop. You want it to be fast. You want it to be efficient. This makes it perfect because this has 11 needles on it, and it works with these Spirograph gears, which like kind of look beautiful. They're brass. It's got this glass see-through thing. And when you turn it, they spin, and the Spirograph is designed so that it doesn't make the same pattern. If you keep spinning it, it will make perfect even coverage of everything. So
how
I just
long
sit
you
there,
spin it?
Pop it on top. I do about 11 turns.
Okay.
And it's like really smooth.
This is very, this is very professional.
Done.
It's very professional.
It's so cool, dude. This is like my most highly sought after and coveted piece remaming.
A piece. It's like when the.
I mean, it looks like if I could control the focus on the camera better, I would. But like it looks like there's like some art. There's like some.
No, I know, but it's like when it's like that show where those guys used to go like around the country looking in people's like garages and basements and stuff for like cool antique stuff. And whenever they pull it up, they go, "Oh, this is a beautiful piece. This is a beautiful piece." This is a beautiful piece right here.
So that's amazing. I got Therese something which is cool. We're gonna go. I got us a reservation. Oh, we're gonna go do a
coffee
otter
the world
swim.
Tour.
So there's an otter they basically like it's a conservation. And they also have other animals as well. It's like a 4-hour tour, but for about an hour, we'll get in pool, which is heated to like 90 degrees with a bunch of otters. And they're going to come and like play with you and like hang it. So like you get to play with the otters in the water for like an hour. And then like we also get to go see like armadillos and a bunch of other animals, the capybaras. Very excited for that. So
that's cool.
And then just like some other small stuff. But I did get Amazon gift cards.
Okay.
And then I did buy this for myself.
Oh, yes.
Right.
Yes.
The Oculus Quest 3.
The Quest 3.
With the globular cluster.
You already got it?
Yeah.
How the hell did it come so fast?
I don't know. Pre-ordered it, man.
Oh, you pre-ordered it. Okay.
Yeah, the globular cluster. Yeah.
Yep.
Here it is.
Yeah, I can't believe how small that looks.
So the Oculus Quest 3, Alex.
Yes, Christian.
The normal design of like your old Quest, where it just was like a strap.
It was
this
just a strap.
The whole thing is the glob. It just turns it into the design of the PlayStation VR.
PlayStation
too.
VR, yep.
It is like it just completely makes it into it. And I know we talked about this recently. Why is it called the globular cluster? I looked it up. It's because the shape of the globular cluster looks like, if you look at it on a picture, the shape of the back dome piece that they have, which is like their signature thing. That is the thing that's the globular, which also, if you look at their logo, it looks like the picture of the globular cluster. That's why they call it that.
Which is a star thing.
Yeah, well, you want
it's a cluster. It's a globular cluster of stars. Yeah, it's a spherical cluster, but if you look at it in a picture, it looks like a dome, which is the piece that goes on the back of your head. So like the 2D representation of it looks like the same part as the back of your head. It also just looks exactly like their logo.
Very cool.
So
very cool.
It's great.
Is it?
It's great. It's great. It's cool.
Is it better
than
the PlayStation VR? Because if it is, I'm going to be pretty upset with you for making me get the PlayStation VR.
It's just different. It's not better. Different. Here's how I'll answer that question. If there's a game that's on both of them, I would never buy it on the Oculus Quest. I will always be buying it on the
PlayStation. I think that's a good review. That's a good
review. So that's as far as VR, PlayStation is better by far. Right. As far as like letting me do some things that PlayStation doesn't do, like the hand tracking stuff that I can do in some games and the mixed reality stuff.
MetaQuest does what PSVR don't.
But you can like, say that stuff on the flip as well. You can say it
the other way too. Yeah.
Like this is a much better like piece of technology because it's more versatile, but the PlayStation VR is a way better VR headset.
Mm.
So like, I mean, the image quality, like I played a little walkabout on it and it's good. It is nothing. It looks, it still looks way better on the PlayStation. And that's a very simple game. And not having the OLED, not having the HDR, having the smaller FOV, having less processing, having very short battery life, all that like kind of affects it. That being like, you know, but I sat on my couch and I watched 8 out of 10 Casas Countdown while playing Lego yesterday. And that was fucking awesome.
That's where I'm jealous.
Yeah, because you could watch Avery while watching TV and playing games.
Exactly. Like I could DMEO with you guys.
You could.
And have Avery like see her.
Yeah.
And then like if something goes wrong, I could just whip the headset off and, you know.
Yeah. You don't even need to whip the headset off. You could see
right.
I will say they do a very good job with that. Like I walked down the stairs in it. I wasn't, you know, like it's fine. Yeah. Like the see-through is great.
The most I'm jealous of with it is the fact that you're able to see your phone. Like once I'm in VR, like I have to tell Britt, like I'm in VR. I'm not going to respond to you. Like I can't look at my phone. I'll check it every once in a while, but I can't actually look. So deal with it.
And there's some really fun games like when we played
having the speakers as well.
The speakers are super cool. Yeah, I like the speakers a lot. But some of the games I played a little bit so far are great. Like Demio with you guys was awesome. Being able to like, I mean, we'll talk about that separately. So that's the game we all played together. But I played this game last night, not just Lego, which was really cool. Like having the Lego set in front of me. But I played a game called Cubism, and on that game you don't need controllers. It does just the hand tracking. So it's got all the it's basically like a 3D puzzle and you have blocks that float around it and you have to like, it'll be like, here's a square, here's a like a donut shape and you have to take the blocks and put them inside it to like make it fit it and you can like spin it around. So I was watching TV and just sitting there just playing this fucking game.
I mean, like how am I, like why doesn't PlayStation have the pass through? Like what the fuck, man? And why does it also not have the goddamn no controller needed?
Because that tech would, okay, so I'll tell you right now, that technology would have made it a lot more expensive, like way more expensive.
Yeah, but maybe I would have bought it and still tried to fit it through my basement window.
And people already think the PSVR 2 is too expensive.
Too expensive, yeah.
So
yeah, that's the reason the Quest is the same price, like for the higher end Quest.
All right, I'll get the $3,000 Apple Vision.
I mean, I'll tell you what, man, APV. Using this thing. I see their vision now because see what they're going for, because as great as this is, this feels almost like a tech demo for that, because all of the mixed reality stuff works, but like the video quality is not.
Video quality is whatever.
Yeah. And like, but like, you know, if it had three times as many cameras and the kind of processing power that the Apple one's going to have and the better displays, I totally get how it would make a night and day difference. Like even the hand tracking, like I'm actually getting really good at it now, but it's been taking me some time. Like it's very finicky. You have to be pretty precise with it. Once you get the motions down, now I'm nailing it most of the time without making mistakes. But the Apple one like tracks the like tiniest little gestures and like it does it with like very good accuracy because of the processing, which is why it's thousands of dollars versus, you know, this.
Yeah.
This is, you can get this for $450. Like this is a fraction of the cost.
I know.
This needs eye tracking though. That's the one thing. Like this needs eye tracking because I really miss, there's so many games on PlayStation that use it for like the subtlest of things. So like whatever you're trying to select, if your eyes are looking at it, it knows that that's it. Like correct it. It makes up for the difference in, you know, the wonkiness of VR. Not having eye tracking on this all the time, I'm like, if this could tell what I was looking at, all of this would work way, way, way better. So
Tom, what else did you get for Christmas?
I got
for the holiday.
I got I just got some clothes. I got some speed paints, which are for miniatures. and they're more of an they're more of an ink wash than they're like a mix between an ink wash and a traditional paint. So the idea is, instead of, you know, what you would usually do if you're painting a miniature, you do a base coat, which is just the flat color. Then you would do a wash, so a dark version of that color that's more of an ink that recesses in, pools in the recesses to like give some shadow. And then you would do like a dry brush with a lighter version of the same color to get like highlights. These paints are called speed paints. They basically do it all in one. And there's a method called slap chopping, which is where you actually do like a black undercoat, and then you would dry brush like a light gray, and then you just paint color over top, and then the highlight comes through and the shadows come through in the speed paint. So it's basically meant to just speed up the process of painting. So I have to put those to the test. What else? That's really it. I mean, we had a much small, I mean, personally, you know, me and Brooke usually like go all out for Christmas, but with there being like more kids in our lives and all that, and then we're going to Iceland next year, so we had I got Brooke a blanket from a company that designs that she really liked. That was my gift to her. But I've been playing a little bit on the meta quest as well. I managed to get my hands on our work quest. Played some Asgard's Wrath. It's impressive. It is cool. It's definitely a deep RPG.
What does that mean?
Well, in the sense of like it's not you know, there are skill trees, there are different mechanics.
It's like a full ass game.
It's a full RPG.
Okay. Well, when you said deep, I just didn't know what that
like. It has all of the systems you'd expect from a non-VR role-playing game.
Yeah.
You know, you're leveling up, you're getting collectibles, crafting.
Yeah. It's like an action role-playing game.
Side quests.
Right?
Yes, it's a hack and slash for all intents and purposes.
Okay.
You know, and, you know, you have a sword, you have a boomerang weapon. And you can equip different, you know, you can find new weapons, upgrade that gear, all that jazz. Very cool, very cool. Just wish it was on the PSVR, so it looked a little better. And I didn't run out, you know, after an hour or so of play, it's like battery low.
Yep.
So
yeah,
there's that. I've been using it for like work, and I did like running like GeForce Now on my Mac and having a massive display in the, you know, AR spatial computing pass through mode. So yeah, it is a cool piece of tech. The only other things, well, right now we're actually live streaming. If you're listening now, and Wolf's Lore is in there. Touchy Admire is in there as well, and Spiffy. I am live streaming for Extra Life. We are going to be doing this. It's happening right now. It'll be happening tomorrow, December 30th, and then it will be happening next week, January 2nd through the 5th, for Extra Life. You can come win a limited edition Indigo Analog Pocket. To help, you know, we're giving away to help raise money for Extra Life. And I'm basically going through my backlog of the year. So I finally got around to jumping into the Phantom Liberty DLC for Cyberpunk. And it's very good.
Most like Metal Gear Solid ass name I've ever heard.
Phantom Liberty, yes. Yeah. Well, Phantom Pain was the name of the fifth Metal Gear Solid. I mean, it is totally an 80s action movie. The premise is that you have to go into this restricted area of Night City to save the president. And Idris Elba is in it. He plays this sleeper agent for the government. Gotta say, Idris, I don't know how much you're paying. You gotta performance is good. His American accent is terrible. Like, my American accent is better than his. And
oh, can I hear your American accent, please?
Yeah, what's your American accent? Yeah.
Now you have to. We have.
Wait,
to
but Idris Elba was in The Wire, and he was really good in that, and he had an American accent in that.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was good.
It might have been doing a very different kind of accent, though.
All right, go ahead, Tom. Let's hear it.
I just wonder if he was phoning it in a bit more on this one. You know what I mean?
What part of America accent do you do? Do you just do like Southern? Do you do New York? Do you have multiple?
Just New York, I guess.
Do you want to do?
Yeah, I'll do a little bit.
You can, because you can still use the chalk and the talk. You could, if you want to.
Chalk.
Yeah. Yeah. Chocolate.
All right, you ready?
Chocolate sauce dogs.
Yeah, ready. All
right. Hi, I'm Tom. This is the Unranked podcast. I'm here with my friend Chris, and Brooke is filming me right now because I really don't like.
I really don't like.
Tom's American accent sounds so much nerdier than Tom.
It is so bad.
It's so bad.
So bad.
I'm telling you, Idris Elba's.
It's almost Idris like you Elba's. Don't. It's almost like you don't know where there's the British American overlap, because there is some overlap. So your vowels are like totally fucked.
Yeah,
it's
unbelievable. The hardest word to say, because I had to do an American accent for a play in school, in high school, and I had to say the word American, which to me is the hardest word to say in an American accent, because I go.
America.
I'm gonna really try right now. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
American.
Why are you saying it that way?
American. You say it.
American.
Yeah. American.
Why are you giving it like a twang? Why are you going to the South?
I'm trying.
It's such a muddled accent.
I told you it was bad.
When I say America, I go to Georgia.
Told you it was bad. And even Elvis is just as bad.
I love that. How have I known Tom all this time and never heard this before?
I've never heard of this. I don't like doing it at all. I hate how it feels. I hate how it sounds.
Oh, that was great.
Thank you, Oslo. Thank you. He says it's the greatest. I appreciate it.
That was great.
But anyway.
I mean, he's lying too.
Yes, the Phantom Liberty DLC for Cyberpunk, very cool, very fucking cool. It is really like playing like a Die Hard or any other 80s action movie. That you have to be christened into the FIA, which is the NSA and the CIA collapsed in like the early 2000s and like formed a single agency called the FIA, and the president has to like grant you access to it. It's so good. Started that up. That was great. Something that I've watched that I think both of you would really like, and I want more people to watch it because I don't think it's more people have seen it. Have you heard of Scavenger's Reign on Max?
No.
It's an animated show.
Never heard of it.
Both of you.
Scavenger's Reign, like Reign, R-A-I-N, like or
no, okay. like a king, like a reign.
Okay.
R-E-I-G-N.
Yep. Yep.
Firstly, animation is beautiful, very unique, kind of like matte pastel colors. And think of it like people trapped on Pandora. They crash land, their ship, the escape pods shoot them out. And basically they're just trying to survive on this planet where everything is like deadly or has like some unique aspect to it. And they're just basically trying to survive and find a way off the planet. Yeah. It is simultaneously the most beautiful and also the most haunting thing I've watched in a very long time. Wow. Because you'll just come across like a new animal and you're like, what the fuck do you do? Like one of them is, to give you an example, they have to go get a battery from one of the crashed, from like one of the other pods that's crashed. They have to go get a battery, and it's in this area with like this noxious gas that basically turns you into like a walking dead zombie where plant life is growing out of you. And they use this like manta ray looking creature that flies through the air, and it has these tendrils, and that's how they breathe. They put it on their face and the tendrils go up their nostrils. And so there's like a million different things in this show. And it follows three different groups that have all crashed separately. They were all on the same ship, but they crashed in different pods. must watch television. It's
must
watch. It's on Max.
Okay.
It's the dread that it will put in you, and them inventing new, every time you come across a new creature, like how deadly it is, how it tries to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all a part of this life cycle where it's totally believable. Like, you totally get mm-hmm. why this creature or this plant acts in the way it does to help it survive on this planet. Yeah, it's really fucking cool, and I highly recommend it, and I hope more people watch it because it's one of my favorite shows of the year. And we're almost finished with it, so Scavengers reign like a king.
Cool.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
Before we talk about playing Demio, did anyone play mm-hmm. anything else they want to talk about?
No.
No, we can talk about Deems.
Well, I played quite a bit of Power Washing Sim. Teresa and I've been playing that a lot for the last week.
Yep.
And then I started playing Vampire Survivors again.
Yeah,
which I never played
on
the Xbox. It's so much better on the Xbox. I never finished it on the Steam Deck because it started getting like really framey because it you know, late game stuff. So I kind of just stopped playing it. God, it's so much fun.
It's so much fun.
We should try the two player.
Oh, okay. I've never played.
We should try the two player.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah,
that would be cool.
Would be cool.
But then I was playing that, and then I could tell Therese wanted to play Power Washing Sims, and I was like, oh.
Yeah, you could tell she was like itching. She was looking at you like, I need to get some gum.
Well, she came up, and she was going to go play, and she was like. And then another time I came up and I was going to play Vampire Survivors and she was playing Power Washer Simulator. And I was like, all right, I got to do something about this. So I went on the Switch and I downloaded House Flipper for her. And she has dropped Power Washing Simulator like a sack of bricks. And she
House
has been
Flipper.
She has been flipping houses.
God.
All day and night. Washing Sim. It's like a 3D game.
Mm-hmm.
Except instead of just having to clean the house, it's like you'll go in, right? And this will be like a hoarder's house. So first you have to clean the house up, then you have to like pull out the broken shit. Sometimes you have to like demo walls, and then you like repaint, refurnish the house. Like it takes that Power Washing idea to the max. I actually think it's a better game, like as far as like gameplay goes, because with Power Washing Sim, you're just doing the same thing the whole time. Whereas with this, all the different pieces are like kind of simple and fast because you do so many things. Like there's such a long stack of things you have to get through to flip the house from like, shitty to being finished. All of them are like cleaning the house is just like, selecting all the garbage and picking it up and it gets thrown out, like picking up a mop and the floor's clean, like picking up the, so you just get to like burn through stuff. So you're doing more. So she's been playing a ton of that while I've been playing Vampire Survivors. I just want to bring that up because both those games, very fun. I was going to get Power Washing Sim on my Steam Deck to play with her, and the Power Washing Sim multiplayer is like broken. Like if you just try to launch it on Xbox, it just crashes every time I try to launch the multiplayer. So I didn't end up doing that because we were going to do a co-op and it would have made it a lot more fun, but that just didn't work. And it doesn't have local co-op. So what are you going to do?
So Chris, we played a game called Demio. Why don't you tell us what it's about?
All right. Well, it's like a Dungeons and Dragons game, except without the role-playing mechanics. You know, it is more of it's like a dungeon crawler Dungeons and Dragons style game where we are on a board. We are rolling dice for our attacks or moves, but the dice are not D20. They're just, success, critical success, or like a failure or a random failure. And all of your moves are not like, you're not necessarily like upgrading your character. It's not like an RPG. You're getting cards. It's all through different cards that you can buy, or I think we get awarded some as we like gain points throughout the level. We get awarded cards randomly.
We're looking at a tabletop board though.
Yes, we're on like, and you're moving around pieces on the board.
So it's in VR. I don't know if we said that. Mm-hmm. It's in VR.
Oh,
and
I'm
we're
sorry.
Like in a play basement. We're in like a basement of a house. It looks very 80s. Oh, right. Chris isn't because he's got passed there and he's in his own house watching cats.
Yeah, I'm in my room and it puts that art that you have in your room on my wall.
That's so cool. It's so it is, yeah. It so the really basement, cool. Yeah. So the basement in the game like has like art on the walls, and I guess for Chris with the pass-through, it puts the art on his walls, which is awesome. But so in front of you is the tabletop, and it looks like I guess your standard Dungeons and Dragons tabletop, which is procedurally generated.
Yeah.
And you move your characters by picking them up and moving them around, and then Chris, yeah, you can either attack things or pick a card and do a spell or another attack or a different healing mechanism, blah blah blah. And then you got to find the key to get out of the area, and you get to the next area, and we still have
each board has
it.
Like glyphs to get through. There's like six there's like six or eight glyphs on each map, but you can't see anything. It has that like fog of war effect, so that like until you're close enough to enemies, like you won't see them, and you don't know what the glyphs are. Points of interest, and like they're either treasure or like coins or the key or the door to exit.
Yep.
So I like it a lot.
No,
I like
it's great.
A lot more than I thought I was going to.
No, I thought you were about to say I like it a lot more than Wakaba Mini Golf, and I was
And shut that. I'm really itching. I bought the attachment, not a new club, but I did buy the quest attachment for the.
Because it can screw off.
I can take the attachment off and put the other attachment on.
Nice. So you'll have a You might just have a dedicated.
I might just buy another quest controller. But honestly, again, the second I have my PSVR, I want to play on that because it looks so much better. It also feels even with this setup, it's still so much heavier than the PSVR is. Mm. It's still like the PSVR is really light, so probably not. But that's why I don't want to get a second club. That being said, I could do local mini golf now.
There you go. Yeah,
right.
That's pretty sweet.
Chris is going to set up like a mini golf. He's going to have enough VR headsets that he can just.
I've got the garage set up.
He can run a mini golf
VR place.
Yeah, that'd be fucking funny.
Had my garage.
Yeah, make the house. The house is now tax deducted. It's now the business.
Real quick, what before we get into other stuff?
We were talking about Demio.
I really enjoy it. It's a beautiful game. The attention to detail on everything is fantastic. I do think that Walkabout has a better social experience, but even still, having a blast with just hanging out playing Demio. Me and Tuna were in stitches the other day because Chris had to go to the bathroom, and he was like, don't make any like big moves or whatever while I'm gone. And Tuna like opened up a door, and the door opened, and in the like pit below, just like what looked like 100 different monsters. And Tuna just looks at me and goes, oh. And both of us were fucking
well. It was
dying.
the way it happened too. Chris, like I was holding the piece to move it, and he goes, "Don't do anything until I come back." And the second he finishes that sentence, I plop down my character, and boom, the board opens up, and there's a million different things.
Oh my god, it was so fucking funny. It's a lot of fun. I think it's one of those things where. You can definitely get deep with the mechanics, you know, especially the further you progress and you're buying cards. So that's, I don't know if you guys talked about this, but at the end of each round, you buy new cards and you can, if you get the key to unlock the next area and you find the door, you can just go to the next, dungeon, but you want to get more resources because then you can get more cards to use different powers and things like that. So the more we played, the kind of deeper it got, the more thoughtful I had to be about using. And you know, we tried playing a two-tier difficulty game, and we got trounced immediately. I'm sure we'd be a bit better now because we know what to expect. But even on the one-tier difficulty, we have to be very mindful. Did you guys talk about when Chris decided, like, oh, I'm gonna go for the Did you bring that up?
Well, no, but I will say this, that even if you, the thing that throws a wrinkle in this is that even if you defeat all the enemies, they keep coming.
They keep spawning.
You can never clear everything out. They will always keep spawning. So Didn't know that. We're at the door. And Chris is able to open the door. Yeah. You were able to open You were able to open the door. We were able to open the Tom is dead. Okay. Let me
Tom is dead because of a mistake you made before
Tom was about to
grab the treasure.
No. It was gonna be corrected. But okay, so we're in the area, okay, and you can't leave the area if there are enemies around. So there aren't any enemies around. Area's ready to go. Chris has got the key. We can open the door, revive Tom, get new cards, go to the next area. Okay. Chris goes, you know what? I'm going to go get that gold and the chest that was over there back where Tom died. And we'll leave. Second he does that, all hell breaks loose. And he almost didn't make it out alive. But spoiler alert, we did.
Suddenly there were like four dudes right next to the door, which it turns out you can't go through it if there's too many enemies.
Yeah, whatever room the door is in, there can't be any enemies in there either.
And then that huge ogre started coming towards us. But I turned the ogre into a friend.
Chris had what had helped was because we were pretty much on the ropes before that, because I had died because I got separated from the group. But Chris managed to, and there was a big cave troll. Right. There was a big cave troll that Chris had charmed and turned it to our side, but it was only for a certain amount of turns.
Mm-hmm.
And it did look like when Chris was like, okay, I'm going to go and grab that chest before we head out.
I thought I was golden.
I thought you would have time, but then, yes, there were more enemies that popped that prevented you from like moving. So by the time we had dealt with the enemies and you're like, all right, we're just going to go for the door. Now the cave troll was evil again and it was in berserk mode. Because it was like low on health, so it can move. I think they can move farther, and they do more damage when they berserk.
I mean, it was nuts because it got down to the point where Alex was down near the door.
Yes,
yeah, and I couldn't move just out because I was surrounded by enemies, and it was like that was the turn. Like if every move wasn't made correctly on that turn, we lost. But luckily, I just had to beat a guy and get Alex up. But I almost didn't get Alex up, remember? Because I was just gonna try and get closer to the door. And I was just, what are you doing? Wait. Like I was about to let go of my piece, and Alex started like yelling
into.
And then when we finished, Alex texted the group and called me a maniac.
He did text the group and call you a maniac. He did do that.
It was so much fun game. It's really fun game. Especially if you're on MetaQuest and you don't have to use controllers, so I get to use my hands.
That is cool. Very jealous of that.
And he's got the pass through as well.
Yeah. The hand tracking is fun because you guys just have Alex was like, I feel like I'm playing with like old technology.
Oh, yeah, it does. It does feel like that.
The moment I feel saw like you're playing your, with old tech. Your, yeah, because as you had described it, once you had the hand tracking, because it was tracking everything, the hands looked actually like human hands.
Yeah,
because like,
they're mapped onto my way actual better. Hands.
And he was able to, like, when you, what I loved is when you picked up the dice, like, your fingertips were connecting with it.
Yeah.
And so it, I was like,
I could, like, point at stuff. I could do finger guns.
Yeah. Chris was doing all kinds of, like, tricks and stuff. To make it.
Tricks.
Meanwhile, all hands, which are, like, little cartoon hands, are just, like, doing this.
Yeah. They just open and close.
Yeah. But
it does feel like magic when I like to bring the menu up, like, because I'm assuming it's the same for you, Alex, right? Bring your menu up, you just lift, like, or to look at the cards, you just turn your palm.
Yeah. Yep.
But like without the controller doing it, feels like magic when I just like have my hand out and then it's a palm, like, oh, that's fucking like cool.
Just pull it.
That's really fucking cool.
Fuck. Yeah.
It was dope. So yeah, that was good. That was a good time.
It's a good VR game.
Good time was had by all.
Yesterday, on the first day of my extra live stream, me and Chris played a little Halo.
Oh, we did.
And we played Husky Raid, which is Capture the Flag, but it basically exists in a hallway. So there's just a flag at one end, flag at your end. And I mean, there's a little deviation. We were on several maps that like had deviations. And these are all custom. These are all like Forge community maps, I think.
They're all good though. They're all interesting.
All three of them were really good. It was so much fun. My god,
did we win all of them?
We did.
Yeah,
we did. We were committed to it. We won that double,
and and I were doing really well. Like we were scoring most of the flags and getting the work done.
It was so It was so fun. Like, yeah. I could have just kept playing match after match of that. And then we did doubles capture the flag, which was interesting.
That was
And we
great.
Did well in that because we could kind of communicate.
Yeah. Jealous. Very jealous.
Yeah, well, you know.
Well, don't well, my advice to you
don't
then,
have a kid.
Don't have a kid.
Don't have a kid.
Yep.
So yeah, no, it was Slater Ask Infinite or MCC Infinite. We were playing Infinite.
Yeah.
Which, you know, has gotten you know, with the Halo 3 maps.
Oh, the Halo 3 maps are great.
With the new game modes, like, and the solid gameplay foundation, like, I'm just glad that it's like in the rotation of like we can boot this up and not be like getting bored of it because it's the same game mode, same map, and all that.
Which also now that like because we didn't play it for so long, it went from like, oh, there's not enough stuff to unlock to like, oh shit, I have like six seasons of content.
Yeah, I have
like,
six
that
battle
I can,
passes.
Like
that
I have
I can
so
do.
many free battle passes of things that I didn't ever unlock anything on that. Like basically every time I come on, I'll have something I can unlock while I play.
And the new designs are cool. Like the winter contingent, their winter event is happening right now, which is like a mini battle pass. And the helmets on the end of the last two things on it are helmets, and they're fucking sick. Like I'm like, oh, I need that in my life.
The new equipment is amazing. The teleporter.
Yeah,
Tuna,
teleporter's
it's
cool.
So
no, I know.
Played,
the teleporter. Yeah,
dude.
The teleporter's really cool.
The
I actually
teleporter
really
is
like
so awesome.
The shroud.
I really like the globe.
The
shroud,
shroud
globe.
Is also very
the shroud's
good.
Really cool, actually. Like it doesn't protect anything. It's literally just a shroud.
Yeah.
Like you can still shoot through it, and it will hit someone if someone's there. But
which
it's
I got, by the way, I got a skewer kill through a shroud yesterday in Husky
that's
Raid, and
awesome.
That was fucking sick.
That's sweet.
Husky Raid is so much fun because, like, things like the skewer, like, actually become really like, you can, it's no longer like, cross your fingers, hope you can make the shot. Like, you can get the shot.
Yeah.
Oh, we gotta get some more Halo in, baby.
I'll tell you what, there's one thing I've found I actually miss from Halo 5, as crazy as that sounds.
Different weapons.
Yeah, the firefight the what was it called? No, the war. It was called Warzone before
it was called
Warzone.
Warzone. It was.
Yeah, it was
the
called
Warzone,
Warzone
mode was very cool. But the best thing about the Warzone mode was they made like 10 versions of every weapon. Where like, oh, the weapons just shoot faster, or they're stronger, or they do both, and they're more accurate. It's like, oh, and this machine gun also fucking tracks your enemies like the Needler. And now this one is like incendiary on top. Like it had all these cool.
It
versions
did.
Of it, which I was like, boy, that kind of shit would have been awesome in Husky Raid and like Fiesta to have just even like wilder weapons.
They do have that. We haven't played it yet, but they have added firefight to Halo 3 or Halo Infinite.
We should do that.
So that's a PvPvE mode.
Someone made a map based on the Halo 3 Believe commercial where
no
it was like that diorama.
Way.
Where it's like
Really?
Chief is being held by, you know, and it's, and someone, so someone made a map that looks like that diorama to play firefight on. So, like, that would be
we gotta
really
do it.
Fucking cool.
We
Yeah, I saw that on the
up.
Forge
That's
Reddit.
cool.
That is pretty sick.
Gotta boot it up.
Boot
Which,
it.
Like,
boot it.
What a slam dunk idea right there. Like, need an idea for a map? Here's one that everyone thinks is cool and
iconic,
no one has played on. Here's the most iconic Halo map that's never existed. Fucking sweet, man. All right, so what are we hopping into here, boys?
Well, I thought
we
were
have news. Tom,
say that again.
Do we have news?
I haven't been keeping track of it, obviously, because I've been off of work. Let's see what is out there. I think there has been some news.
It's typically, it's not the time of the year for news, but,
Thank you. Yeah. I don't think there is very much of anything news-wise that's dropped in the last week. Nothing credible. There's like rumors that developers working on a Mandalorian video game, but I haven't seen it from any reputable source.
Cool. I play that.
Id Software. Oh, so
there's also the rumors that
Doom.
Or maybe it's there's rumors that the Mandalorian season 4 is now just going to be a movie.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I don't I haven't heard anything about that.
Doesn't seem like it.
Doesn't seem like
there's not much in the way of gaming news for this kind of year.
Yeah. You know? Yep.
It's everyone is in the games industry is kind of off right now. And the people that aren't are, you know, most of the websites are top tens, you know?
Yeah. Yep. That's my problem is I'm trying to go to every site for
I would. If you have to go to every site, then I think we can.
Yeah, we can. Which by the way, Tom got I saw your hidden gems of 2023. Walkabout Mini Golf.
Mm-hmm. Walkabout Mini Golf was
very
there.
Good.
Thank you.
Very good. Check that out.
Yeah. Go check out. I actually put up a I actually did quite a number of end of year content on GameSpot video side, and a video went up yesterday titled "Tears of the Kingdom is a technical marvel." And I basically delve into why Tears of the Kingdom is so good, and namely also how it's so good. So some fun facts about Nintendo. Every single person that worked on the original Legend of Zelda is still working on Nintendo games today, except for one person who passed away. But all 11.
That's a pretty interesting stat.
I think it's the same for Wonder. I think they said, or I think it was 4 out of 5 of the people that worked on the original Super Mario.
Yeah, the original
Super Mario worked on Wonder still.
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
That's amazing.
So, not everyone that worked on the original Zelda worked on Tears of the Kingdom, but they still make, like, one of the people is the lead producer on Pikmin 4.
These people were really young when they, you know, these people were in their 20s mm-hmm. when this started. So that's, you know, it makes sense.
And another fact about Nintendo is that, and this was came in my research for the video, in a survey, a national survey that was polled in September in Japan, the average retention rate at a company in Japan is 70% for new employees. At Nintendo, it's 99%.
Whoa.
So, for every 100 new employees, only one ever leaves, which is crazy. So it just speaks to, you know, one of the issues with game development is a loss of high-level talent, especially after this year with all the layoffs. You know, the leak at Insomniac showed that even they are having discussions about layoffs, but they are like, there are team members we cannot lose because they have such intimate knowledge of what we do that, like, it would be a devastating blow. So they are like looking at like lower, less experienced developers and like seeing to cut there. And it's becoming a huge problem in the industry that it's just exacerbating all of the issues with game development of like, well, we need to cut people because like it's just becoming expensive. But now the games are getting even more expensive because we don't have that, that knowledge, which would save us time, would save us resources. We get to things faster. Mm-hmm. And it's just like this terrible cycle that is putting AAA development, especially, in such a precarious position. And, you know, Nintendo, not a perfect company. Obviously, like, there's issues with how litigious they are and some other things that have cropped up over the years. But in terms of, like, you know, they gave bonuses to their employees this year. Satoru Iwata, during the Wii U years when Nintendo wasn't doing so hot, took a fucking pay cut so they didn't have to lay anyone off, which is, like, just doesn't happen here in the United States.
Which, by the way, isn't to say that, like, they don't have, like, some work culture things, but, like, we also can't judge their work culture, like just like with Crunch and stuff like that, we can't judge that. It's a different culture. Like, Japanese work culture is very different than American work culture in general. Like, 100%. It's very different. But,
yeah,
it's awesome. That's great. I love it. Nintendo is, like, the Disney of video games, but they're even better at it than Disney is, because Nintendo kind of stands by the image that they sell. yeah, more than Disney does. You know,
sure.
Disney sells an image, but they don't necessarily like live the image. They like they do in bits and starts. They do it for a while. Yeah. It makes them really successful, and then they get greedy and act like assholes, and then their content suffers, and then they go back to being good again. They it's you know Disney waxes and wanes. Nintendo's been just consistent throughout my life.
Yeah, they are consistently bad at one thing that I can think of. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, big time.
Yeah. Yeah. But hey, at least they already came out and were like, all of your purchases are going forward from now on, which was like, great. I that's not something to applaud, but it is something that I no longer have to fear with Nintendo. Right?
Can you imagine which, if the Switch to whatever the next console is and like none of your Switch games work, none of your purchases transfer? Can you imagine?
That would be a nightmare.
That would be my literal nightmare.
I wouldn't know what to do with the next Switch because I would be like, do I buy these physically? Because I don't want to do that.
Yeah,
I don't want to buy physical games, especially when I can get a discount on Nintendo games by buying like vouchers.
Right.
Like I saved like $30 on the last two Nintendo games I bought, like each, which is something you never get to do. You know, like they're incentivizing me to buy it digitally. So they better fucking let me re-download those games in the future.
No, I mean, I don't think it's going to happen, but it just if it did, it would be a dark day.
It would be a dark day.
It would
be nuts. But yeah, go the video has not blown up, but like has done very well. So yeah, go check that out on GameSpot's YouTube because I actually think it's the best thing I made this year. So yeah,
hell yeah. All right,
cool.
Well then, without further ado, shall we move on?
Let's move on.
Alex.
So we're playing Tuna's, or not really Tuna's, we're just playing Ask Master because we're gonna rotate hosts. And this is based on the hit TV series Taskmaster, where we are being assigned certain tasks to complete before an episode airs or records, and we've done that here. So I've asked the fellas to send me a picture of a banana plushie in the most interesting place that they could, and I've also asked them to do a great trick shot. So let's check it out to see what it's all about.
Did the Shutterfly delivery come? Because the tracking says it was like in transit like 3 days ago, but hasn't had any new updates.
I got nothing.
All right, that's unfortunate, but that's all right. That would have been an unfair advantage for you to have the physical photo.
How do you want us to give these to you?
We're going to share screen.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Are we starting with the photo?
Yeah, let's go with the photo first.
All right. Do you mind if I open?
Yeah, you go ahead because I gotta get them on this computer.
Right. Do you mind if I open?
And then you can go first the next time.
This is great. This is great. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm really excited.
Alex sent us a plushie.
Yep.
It's a banana duck.
Yep.
Tom?
It is a banana duck, yeah.
I'm just going to wait for Tom to get his stuff sent so that he can be part of it so I don't have to...
Yeah, I'm pretty much good to go, yeah.
Oh, I'm going to share mine first.
Yeah, you share
and then
yours.
You can go.
Yep.
I'm good to go. Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right, so Alex, this took a lot of coordination and work to make happen. We can go into details later.
No,
how that took place.
Oh,
but
here we go. This is gonna be if this is like Greg Davis holding this is plushie.
The most said that would be insane. I don't know how I would make that happen, but
yeah.
How about this?
Wait, what?
So Alex, will you please describe?
Tuna is speechless right now. Tuna is speechless.
I'm trying to figure out when this was because I can see the Home Alone book underneath my pad, which means that it's fairly recent. And then the thing is over there, which Yeah, my like massager.
Do you want to explain for the I'm sorry.
So it's the plushie in my office, in my basement, sitting on my chair.
The chair you're sitting in right now.
The chair I'm sitting in right now. And you can see my mic. You can see the shelves I've put up. The Halo Reach.
If you've ever wanted to see so the other bones. Angle of
it's
Alex's.
So, it's so bad bones.
If
it's
you
so
ever
funny.
Want to see the other angle of Alex's
setup. He's
got setup.
Two empty shelves with just like the Tunic
Wait,
special
what's
edition.
What's going on here? Why are these?
I haven't decided what I want to put up there yet. I haven't decided what I'm putting up there. I might put the books and the book nook, but I haven't really decided. I'm glad you covered my screen though. But then why is my computer? What the fuck is happening here? How did you do this?
Well, it must have coordinated with.
I mean, obviously the coordination of Brit.
Amazing.
Of Brit.
Yeah, this
I mean,
this that's... took some help. This took some
but
help.
How the hell did the package come without me knowing? I
well,
check everything.
She snuck it through the window. She opened. Chris told her about the trick. He was like, "So you know
what's
that
even
PSVR
more impressive
unit
is that I got
it's
it back.
Back. No fucking
what?
Way."
You got it back? That means she yes. went to the post office to mail it back to you?
We'll get into it. We'll get into it. But for, first, let's see.
If,
we'll
I, if this
let's
is
see
if
Tom...
this does it, if this would be extremely impressive if this involves not Brit, but it involves my mother.
I'm calling Maria. I know your home phone number. I can reach her, but it didn't. Would... It didn't involve your mother. That would have been impressive.
All right. Well, Tom, I'm going to tell you something right now.
It's got, I'm not going to win
gonna
this
take,
one.
That's going to take some beating. I mean...
There you go.
Is that my toilet?
Yes. Yes, I'm yes, if that's going to win me it it's your toilet.
It's
so
the,
you threw this
the
out afterwards, I'm hoping.
For the audio listeners, it's the plushie sitting in the toilet bowl looking out with its head popped up. Which is good. It's good,
it
Tom.
Good.
It's good. It's
I
good.
I was really tempted to post nude. And just like have it covering my
your gents.
Yeah, but I thought maybe Chris would do it, honestly.
Right.
Like I because when I opened it and I was like, oh, it's a banana, like this is begging to be used in some
way. I mean, this
but
is great.
I thought
this
is
pretty
good.
This
yeah.
is
it
fantastic.
Is. It's funny. It's very
but
funny.
To...
But is it interesting?
I mean, it is interesting. I will tell you some right now. The fact that Chris got the plushie back to me in my house, in my chair, and I was none the wiser, and I pride myself on knowing everything and being very observant, and the fact that all of this happened without me knowing, I mean, Chris gets the point.
Now, I just want to throw a little curveball.
Okay.
A little devil's advocate, if you will.
No, this is what Ask Master is all about.
Okay,
people throwing in
this
is very Taskmaster.
Take the most interesting picture with the plushie I sent you.
Yep.
Now, taking the context of
where are you going?
Because the interesting thing about Chris's photo. Is that he got it to the house without your knowledge and it got shipped back. Very impressive.
Yeah. Extremely.
A more interesting photo.
In my universe, yes, it is. And what I thought you were going to do, Tom.
Let me interrupt here, actually.
No. Let me say one thing.
No, this is really important. This is really important. I should show you something else because that photo wasn't real. That was Photoshop. This is my real photo.
Wait,
and
what
this
is happening?
Is not a Photoshop.
Wait, what? How the hell did you do that?
I went on the Taskmaster subreddit. I found someone who lives in Chiswick. I sent them the plushie. I had them I have several more photographs of this so that you don't have to worry about any jokes.
But wait a second. How did you get the picture down here? You had Brittany come down here and take a picture.
That
was
a Photoshop. I had her take a picture of an empty chair and then I photoshopped.
All right. That was good. That was good Photoshop. The lighting looked great. But here's the thing that I thought, Tom, that you were going to bring up. Okay.
Wait, can we talk about the fact that he got the fucking thing taken? This is not a Photoshop, you swear.
This is okay. So I'm going to show you just some other details. I have several photos. Here it is taped to the wall when the lady, which we were having trouble getting it. I have a side angle of the house as well. I have many photographs of it.
So to clarify, Chris mailed in an even more miraculous state. Not cheap to mail stuff outside the United States right now.
Correct.
Mailed the plushie duck to someone he contacted on the Taskmaster subreddit and got them to take a picture of the duck banana. Yes,
someone named Sapphic Garnet on Reddit.
There we go.
Here's the other thing, Chris.
Outside the Taskmaster house from the TV show.
That was kind of risky because I frequent the Taskmaster subreddit.
Yes.
So I could have seen that.
Why I had to delete the post. I did take a screenshot of the post to make sure. But I did have to delete the post
This is just one thing that I thought Tom was going to get you on, but
I'm prepared for it, and I know I'm going to squash it. I want to hear it.
So the language of the task was take a picture. Did Chris actually take the picture?
Oh,
and so this is why I've shared the photo I shared with you, because that photo is a screenshot of a video clip I had her take. And I took a picture from that video because I was worried that someone might argue.
Yo,
this is how you know.
I didn't
take the photo.
This is how you know that you've been watching too much Taskmaster. This is not only did you pull the thing where Rod Gilbert basically had Greg's mom in a bathtub and Greg's reaction at seeing that, or when Mark Watson got Greg's pants from, like, Ed Gamble got Greg's pants. I know anyone who's listening to this doesn't watch Taskmaster doesn't know what the fuck I'm talking about. But then you thought to yourself, wait a minute, the language of the task is take a picture, and if I don't actually take the picture, I can be screwed for that. So you're like, you're literally in season 17 of Taskmaster universe, like knowing everything you know.
I had to send the girl, also I had to send her a selfie stick with a phone clip, because the wall, she told me, she was like, I'm pretty short, and like the wall is like pretty tall, which is why like there's one where it's taped to the wall, because she was like trying to figure out how to like do it. So I had to end up sending her a selfie stick
with
thing so she could hang it up there and press a button to take a picture.
With how close you can get to the house and everything, I'm surprised there aren't, like, are there people around the house just waiting for them to film?
People walk by and come, but, like, the door's closed, you know, so, like, you can't.
But
people do. People do. And she said they were, like, prepping up to, like, film stuff.
Mm.
Like, she's heard some people, so she, like, kind of, like, was nervous and, like, left pretty quickly. Yeah. I'm like, that's fair.
What's amazing,
Chris,
I would give you
very close to like maybe getting Alex Horn to take a picture with it or something.
I mean,
you know
that's
I mean?
How
like,
close we were. I mean, if he was there, you would have been like, hey, come here real quick.
That was my hope.
I mean, that's amazing. I mean, I would give you a bonus point just for all of everything that just went on right now, but that would just disqualify the trick shot round automatically.
Sure. Which, by the way, this is why I sent you a photo of it, because I was like, Alex has now created a task that has now involved the actual Taskmaster house.
Right.
I feel like he will want that.
I mean, look, you need to promote this now, because Horny might pick this up and be like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Horny boy
might pick this up.
The horn section.
I can't believe that. I thought maybe, because at first I didn't know what I was seeing. I thought maybe you got the picture. It was like maybe the roof of Tuna's place, and like it was the house across the street, and I was like, well, that's not more impressive than the office. And then I was like, oh, the dome, oh my god, what the fuck? That was crazy, dude.
I mean, it was amazing.
Crazy.
I mean, it's amazing. It was amazing.
Thank you very much. I think is why I've been talking about us doing the ads for so long. I did that in the first week of September that was completed. This has been killing me to keep
killing
this from Alex.
I'm sure this has been killing you. Absolutely. I would be killing me. I'd be like, are you fucking kidding me? Like,
do you want me to go first or second, Tom?
I'll go first.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
So speaking of Halo.
Yeah.
Halo or J-Lo?
I should play that again. I should make that again. That was so stupid.
Yeah, that was a great one. Yeah.
Okay. You guys can see this?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. How many kills did you get there?
Three.
So you got a triple kill.
Is this SWAT?
Okay. All right.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
I mean that is look, if you did that in the game, I'd be like, fuck yeah, let's go.
Yeah,
that's
great. If you did that in the game, I'd be pretty impressed. I'd be pretty impressed. That's definitely you. You didn't just pull that off the internet.
It said Great Brit Tom. I was looking at that.
You were looking at the
Oh, I was definitely looking at that. But also I think if Tom were to pull something online, it would have been
more impressive.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Great.
No,
that's great.
Well, yeah. That's good. I mean, Chris is okay. Let's see. Chris is
I
down.
Think that was really good.
Thank you.
Oh boy, what is this gonna be? So I this is gonna be him at the Taskmaster house.
So I didn't just ship the duck.
I was the duck. I am the duck. Tricked you. Wait, what?
So I did this while I still had my PlayStation VR headset.
No.
This took a really long
time. I'm sure it did, whatever we're about to watch. Let's see. How did you get... Okay, whatever.
I have a green screen, so I filmed myself with my phone.
Sorry.
And then I just put myself over it because I thought it would make it look more interesting to be able to see me do the trick shot. So here we go.
Okay. Wait.
You know, I had a joke originally that I was going to do before I revealed my actual trick shot here, which was going to be that the photo of the plushie on your seat was my trick shot.
Right.
That
works as well.
But then I was going to reveal my actual trick shot, and I forget, which was actually, by the way, the only reason I did that Photoshop was for that, was as a fake out, and then I forgot that I forgot to do the fucking fake out.
Nice.
So wait, So
I hit it from the driving range onto the greens, and it bounced up the mountain, came back down, and then lands into a hole.
Okay.
Into a
hole
on those greens.
It, over here.
Oh, okay. All right.
You see, it'll go back down that way, and then we kind of lose it for a little bit, but it comes out up that way and then drops down.
Oh, wait.
Yes.
All right, look. Tom, I'm going to tell you something right now. Triple kill and SWAT. It's good.
But like boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, but I've done the boom, boom, boom. But like, this guy just hit a ball into the green that he's not supposed to really hit. I mean, look, you got to give it to him. The guy put a lot of...
That's fair.
I'm sorry. So Chris gets 2 points. Chris wins Askmaster, and I think that makes you host for next time.
Except you haven't seen my actual trick shot yet.
Here we go. It's all fake. This is an all
Look
fucking
up.
Thing.
Look down.
Got Lewis.
Look up.
So these
Look
are the instructions
down.
I gave myself to record so that I could
Point
line it up
the
with the footage
the
that I
switch.
Stitched together. You'll see
the
two
down.
Clips. Just kind of
and keep it on the very
cut together.
Outside. And...
So what you're seeing there is a replay.
Yep.
And you'll see this in just a moment.
What is going on?
Headset's not even plugged in. I'm not even wearing the headset. I'm not actually playing. So I went and hit the ball, but then I also, you see how the ball disappears where I hit it? I actually like made it look like I was swinging, and I played a replay of the ball dropping into the hole. And then this is the sound I got for it sounding like the ball goes in. And this is how I got the ball to drop in for the replay. As I flew above the hole and I dropped the ball down onto the green. So then I went over to the driving range. I hit replay, and you see the ball appear from the sky and fall into the hole.
Well, So that was like, what was that, your failsafe in case Tom won, and then you just showed that? You were like, well, actually, this is more of a trick shot than the trick thing that I did before.
Well,
so
my trick shot is that I tricked you with my shot.
I got it. Oh, yeah, I got it. Yeah. Yeah. Is there any more layers to this, or are we accepted?
No, that's it. That's the bottom of the layer cake.
Are we all, yeah, are we kicking our way back up to reality, or what's going on?
We are through the looking glass now.
Okay. All right. Very good. Jesus.
So do I win after that, or what's going
on? No. It was all a dream. So forget it.
It was all a dream.
Yeah. Forget it.
God damn it.
By the end of this episode, no one knows what's real anymore.
I don't know what's real anymore.
God.
Yeah. Yep.
Let me tell you, that was really hard to fake and make it look real.
No, it was good. It was great. So you're the host for next time.
Oh, I get to be the Ask Master.
So I guess you'll just text us what you want us to do. Or
I will.
On the next episode.
I think we should do a challenge next, a head-to-head challenge before we do another ask. And I think Tom, as the winner of the last head-to-head, should get to decide that's going to be. So if you don't have any ideas yet, Tom, you should think about it, and then you can let
us
know next week.
I'll bring it for next week.
Most headshots in SWAT.
Yeah, pick whatever game you want. It could be anything, you know. And then you'll let everyone know what the challenge is.
Reach out to the most, send the most garbage to the most people on the subreddit for Taskmaster to get them to do. Did you have to pay this person at all? Or
no?
People are nice.
It was. It was weird to coordinate at first, because at first I was like, you know what, I'm just, because I felt weird asking for their home address, you know?
Yeah, of course.
So the first thing I was going to do was like, I could just buy another plushie and send it to her at like an Amazon locker. You can't use Amazon lockers internationally. So I from the US cannot send something to you. So I was like, well, if I have to go to her house anyway, I'm just going to ship it, because it actually cost me a lot less money to ship that and the monopod than to actually just buy both of those again.
Right.
Because the plushie,
Did she get to keep the monopod?
Yes, that's something you don't need to say. I got like a cheap one on Amazon you know, $13 or whatever.
That's so fucking funny. I can't believe that happened. It's almost like you were there, Tuna.
Almost.
Now you're a part of the Taskmaster history, Alex, in a while.
Yeah. Yep.
So you go.
I'm in. Part of it.
Oh, all right. That is a podcast.
That's an episode.
That is a podcast for this
year.
It's the end of 2023 here on the Unranked Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us once
again for another year.
Or are we? Were we in the seventh year all along? Who knows? Is 2023 real, or is it just an illusion?
Find out.
Look, I finished that first task a long time ago. I've had too much time to think and ruminate. This is what happens. But until next time, and until next year, forever always, stay unranked.
Stuck at 2023.